Good morning, students on ice, and hello from the bridge. It's time to rise and shine. It looks like another beautiful day, a bit windy, but good sea conditions. We can see the stunning Torngat Mountains National Park directly ahead. We're just entering into Saglik Fjord, and soon we'll be arriving at the Torngat Mountains Base Camp and Research Station. It's located 200 kilometers north of Nain, the northernmost community in Nunatsiavut, where we were just a few days ago. The base camp and research station offers an array of support services, including food and lodging and support for researchers. Parks Canada staff are stationed here, and it's a visitor center. Base camp always provides a very warm welcome to students on ice when we visit. It is a cultural hub of the Torngat Mountains National Park, and provides us an opportunity to learn from Inuit elders and the amazing Parks Canada staff as we prepare to spend our next several days experiencing this sacred and awe-inspiring place. Connecting to nature is integral to not only the SOI experience and to understanding and appreciating our natural world, but it is integral to our health and well-being. Join us as we explore the Torngat Mountains National Park and learn about the importance of connecting to land and to water from Superintendent of the Torngat Mountains National Park, Gary Bakey, a great friend of Students on Ice. And he'll be joined by Nunatsiavut youth and Students on Ice alum Nicholas Flowers. Don't miss that. We're excited also to welcome to the bridge award-winning singer-songwriter Tim Baker, best known as the writer and frontman of the much-celebrated band Hey Rosetta. Join Tim for a discussion with Students on Ice alum Dari Lyle and Mel Larkin, founders of the youth empowerment organization Dark Spark. They will be discussing the power of music and pop culture as tools for wellness and for creating awareness around complex social issues. Also on the bridge, we'll hear from one of my favorite people, businesswoman, endurance athlete, longtime supporter and friend of the Students on Ice Foundation, Isabella Delahousse. Isabella continues to inspire all of us while battling stage 4 lung cancer. She will share with us the importance of drawing on our physical and emotional strengths to live intentionally. Also on the bridge, we invite you to experience your own guided meditation led by SOI alum Kathy Nolan. Read an inspiring story by SOI alum Hannah Tuktu, who biked across Canada to raise awareness about the high rate of suicide in Indigenous communities. And also check out a list of very helpful resources for wellness. So that's the lineup, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the bridge once again. Please share the bridge with all your friends and networks. And we hope that this edition inspires you to make music, meditate, dance, live well, and definitely get outside to connect with nature. We'll see you later. All the best.